Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Danny Kennedy, and you're listening to episode number 27. On today's show, I'd like to welcome Alex Norocki from Kousis & Co. Alex, how are you going, mate?
Good, Danny. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. And on today's show, we're going to be discussing the importance of goal setting, or more so the importance of financial goal setting. So those guys that listened to the episode last week where I had a chat with Herc, obviously from the same firm, this is part two of last week's episode. So we've got about three or four questions we want to go into a little bit of detail with, to do with your financial saving and setting goals, whether you're an individual or business or small business. So first question I wanted to throw at you, Al, is what would you consider to be the first step in setting a goal to save money?
The first step that I reckon, or the best starting point, would be to set a budget, whether that's a weekly budget or a monthly budget. You need to set some parameters around your actual spending, but you need to know what you're spending on.
Yep.
Yeah, it's important to know where your money's going, and there's heaps of programs out there and applications that you can use. Xero is a good one.
Xero,
yep. So it's an accounting-based, cloud-based software.
Yep.
And it's good to be able to track your bank account, and you can do analysis to see when you're getting money coming in and what you're actually spending on it.
And this is for individuals and small businesses?
Everything.
Big businesses even?
Yep.
Big companies?
It's important to know what you're spending on a weekly basis or a monthly basis.
Yep.
And then from there, then you can start putting your parameters around what you do want to save for and how you're actually going to get there. So, you might get paid weekly, so you look at your expenses for the week.
Yep.
And work out what day you're actually getting paid, and then think, okay, by this stage I want to save 50% of my wage.
Yep.
And put that aside to something, that's probably the best starting point.
Yep. And we spoke about before, so obviously setting a goal to save money, but we'll move on to this in a little bit, but it obviously needs to be specific. So last week when I chatted with Herc, we spoke about having a specific goal. Otherwise, you really just got no direction. So,
correct.
Is there any kind of acronyms or anything go by? Or
One that's probably known by most people is setting a SMART goal. So that's the goal. It needs to be specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and tangible.
Yep.
So, you know, you're not going to set a goal to go for a 200K bike ride, but you don't have a bike.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen. It's just like your clients come to you and say, you ask them what their goal is and they say, I want to be fitter.
Yeah, 100%. So we've spoken about on the show before, more specifically with health and fitness. Obviously, you need to be specific with your goal. So coming in and saying you want to lose weight or you want to gain weight or you want to get stronger or whatever is not going to cut it, and it doesn't have a final destination point, which is what we spoke about before the show. So it might be coming into the gym and your goal is to lose weight. You need to change that to something like, okay, I want to lose 5 kilos in 8 weeks and this is how I'm going to do it. That way you have a timeline, that way you know exactly how much weight you want to lose, and you're not just kind of taking a stab in the dark, and then you can set small goals along the way, which leads me into question number two. And how important is it to set goals, whether it be financial or for the sake of the show, we'll just stick with financial goals, but how important do you think it is?
Yeah, it's extremely important. You see clients coming in and they're stressed out as it is with the amount of either the work that they've got on or how the business is performing, but they've got no goal set around what direction they want to go in or what they actually want to achieve by the end of the year or the end of the month. It's just that direction they're unsure of what they want to achieve.
100%.
So
yeah, and I guess if there's no goal in mind, then especially if the actual owner of the business or the company or whatever doesn't have a goal in mind, a specific goal, then how is everyone else going to work around it?
Exactly, exactly. So especially with businesses, I mean, the staff feed off your directors, and if they're not confident in what they're doing, or if they've got no direction, then the staff are going to be all over the place as well. So
yeah, so we'll do two examples. One of a individual that's not in business, and we'll do one of a small business. So say for example, I was to set a financial goal. What would be a good example of a goal to set financially for me to save money, or like how would you structure it or kind of plan it out?
For yourself?
For myself, yeah.
So like I mentioned before, it'd be about preparing a budget. So yep. Doing a bit of analysis to see what you're spending per week,
yep.
Or per month, working out when you're actually getting money coming in. So that'd be your starting point.
Yep.
You obviously need to cover your basic living costs. And from there, you'll have a goal to... I don't know, let's say buy a Commodore.
Yeah.
So if that's your goal, you work out how much it's going to cost you.
Yeah.
How much you're going to save per week for that, mm-hmm. and even set up a separate bank account for savings and put away, you know, X amount of dollars per week.
Yeah. Would you recommend that? If you're saving something specific, would you recommend setting up a separate account?
Yeah. You know, stops the temptation to keep on spending your money. I mean, you go into your everyday bank account and you'll have money there to spend, but you'll always know that you've put away money into a separate account,
yeah.
specifically so that you can get whatever it is that you're planning on saving for and achieve your goal and have a time frame around it.
Yeah.
So whether it be 2 months, 6 months, at a certain point, say, okay, you know, at 6 months' time, you know, I want to put away $5,000.
Okay.
So that's how I structure it.
So that's individual, and I'm guessing for a business, it'd be pretty similar. Or do they tend to have different types of financial goals?
Yeah. Look, I mean, it obviously depends on what kind of business you're running, we do a lot of work with our clients with strategic planning and business planning. So essentially getting everyone on the same page of where the business is, where the direction of the business, how everyone fits in to that business model and what they need to do to achieve the business goal, the overall goal. And and there's also, you know, forecasting and...
Yeah.
Sort of budgeting at a bigger degree, but yeah, looking into the future and you know, planning out your revenue streams for the next 12 months, and then also planning your overheads, stuff that you're constantly paying every single month, and those one-off costs as well. You can budget for all that, so you have an idea of where your cash is. And
I would imagine, not that I know, but I would imagine that a lot of the business's side of financial stuff would be just aimed at seeing where they could cut back on costs, or not so much, or like where they could be saving money on.
Oh, look, you're always looking at saving, but you also need to weigh up the you know, if you're cutting costs, you might be reducing the quality of your product. You know, again, there's the, you know, you've got to spend money to make money as well. It's about having the right people on board as well. The people that are working with you need to know what the end game is and what you're actually going to achieve. That's important as well. So they're all aware of your plan and your, I suppose the direction.
Yeah, cool. So what part of goal setting do you think most people struggle with?
With goal setting?
Goal setting in regards to financial, yeah.
Yeah, financial goal setting. I suppose it's, if we're looking at an individual level, it's probably just sitting down and actually having the time to set up a spreadsheet or analyze where you're spending and where you can potentially save. I suppose that's probably the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
also some people actually just have a fear of it. They don't want to know. They don't know, want to know what they've spent on the last week. Like, you know, they don't want to know that they've spent $200 on protein powder for the week.
Yeah.
Whatever it is they like to spend on. Sometimes they actually just don't want to know.
Turn a blind eye to what they're actually blowing their money on.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's one of the main things. And also with credit cards these days, I mean, the banks are just very happy to have these massive limits on the cards.
Yeah.
And people are just spending money that they actually don't have, but they get themselves into trouble when they're living this lifestyle of, you know, buying whatever they want. When it comes to having to pay it back, thinking, shit, like, where am I going to get this money from? So, and that's another deterrent for people to not actually sit down and look at where they're spending. So,
yeah, definitely. This isn't a question that I put down, so it might throw you off. But so for a business that's just started out, say 1, 2, 3 years in, and they're getting to the point now where they're starting to really like blow up, like their business is growing really quickly.
Yep.
Do you, if say for example, originally their plan was to get to X by 3 years, but they're well past that now. Would you then suggest for that business to then kind of like expand as quick as possible while they're growing, or do you get them to be conservative? So like if, say for example, a business was going through the roof and the owner or founder of the business or company was at crossroads whether to just keep going at the pace they were growing at, or whether they should expand and take the risk of, you know, financially putting a lot of money into the company with no real guarantee of return.
Yeah,
is that kind of stuff that you guys would help out with?
Oh, look, we can always help clients through that and talk them through the different options that they have. And I suppose it's more important to know what that person wants to achieve
out of it.
And whether they need to reset their goals.
Yeah.
It really comes down to a personal preference. I mean, if they do want to go gangbusters and you know, take some risks, then as long as they know the parameters around that and what the risks are, it's their risk appetite.
Yeah,
is what I'm trying to get to. And or if they're happy with actually how they're traveling and they're comfortable and they're living a comfortable lifestyle, then there's nothing wrong with that either. As long as you know, they're meeting their overheads and they're comfortable with what they're taking home, and I suppose as long as their staff are happy doing what they're doing and in turn their clients
pay their stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
You touched on it then, reassessing your goals. Herc mentioned a little bit about it last week, but how often do you think people should be reassessing their goals? Obviously, if it's a long-term goal to buy, you know, buy a house or buy a car, that's going to stay pretty much the same until you finally achieve it. But smaller goals in regards to how much they're putting away a week or whatever, how often should you reassess?
Again, that's a pretty open question. I suppose that if you've set a goal to set aside a certain amount per week, if after 2 months, 3 months, you're absolutely smashing that and you're quite comfortable with what you're putting aside, then at that point you should reassess and say, okay, you know, Matt, let's push it a little bit more. Let's try to double what I've currently been saving.
Yep.
And see how that goes. But again, set that goal and say, you know, if it's within 6 months you want to save, say, 10,000, work towards that, and then, you know, reassess halfway.
Yeah.
If you're gonna reach it and you're comfortable with that, keep on going. But always have your next goal in mind. The next 6 months, the next 12 months.
Yeah.
And constantly, even look at it weekly, like have a focus goal each week.
Each week, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, final question. Why should someone, we'll go with a small business here, so not so much a big company or individual, but small businesses, why should they hire an accountant? And this is not just to promote Coosters either, but why do you think it's important for a small business to have an accountant?
It's important to have an accountant for there's a number of reasons, but I suppose the accountants shouldn't be just looked at for preparing your tax returns and financials and meeting up with them once a year just to get that part done. I mean, I know here we do a lot of work with management reporting, so that's monthly reporting, quarterly reporting, you know, cash flow forecasting, and looking at our clients' accounts a month on month, and helping them and coaching them to either increase their sales or, you know, as you were saying before, cut expenses if that's something that needs to happen. Even their staffing or setting a business plan. So as I said before, we do a bit of work with business planning, strategic planning, taking into considerations all aspects of the business. So from your staff right up to your clients, your shareholders.
So there's definitely plenty of stuff that a small business could be missing out on by just doing it on their own, or stuff that they're missing, or
Look, and that's not to say that they're doing it wrong or they're missing out. You can quite easily do it yourselves, but it's always good to get a second opinion. Especially in the I suppose in the space of like a finance goal. I mean, we do our own goal setting here as well. And you know, we're working with a number of clients, and we're learning as well.
You're still business.
We're learning ourselves, and we can apply the knowledge that we're developing every day, all the stuff that we do, to a number of our clients. So
awesome. So I guess the take home points, obviously, for goal setting financially, is it's the same as anything else, whether it be a goal that you set in the gym to lose X amount of weight in a certain period of time. It needs to be specific, should be reassessed, regardless of whether it is to save up for a car or a home or whatever. There needs to be small goals along the way, even weekly. It's definitely worth, if you're a small business, hiring an accountant to have a second opinion or look over what you're doing. But yeah, again, goal setting, extremely important, and specific goal setting. It can't just be save money this year. It has to be specific, measurable, and there has to be some sort of destination, especially if it's for something in particular. So thanks for joining us, Al. Hopefully we'll have you on again soon. Guys, if there's any feedback from the show, if you're watching the live Facebook video, leave a comment. On the podcast, please do subscribe, leave a review, and I will chat to you again in the next episode next week.
Cool. Thanks, guys.